Oh boy, what a fun game. I can't wait to play this and nothing but this for the next 10 years.
I just kind of wanted to talk about the journey of Mario Kart 8 for a decade. This is pretty wild. And of course, the way games work these days, how long it takes games and series to come out, that's been consistently changing each and every year. Games that would come out one every year now come out every 2 years or 3 years or whatever. They'll take some time off or they just need more time in the oven. Like, I wouldn't be surprised at this point if Madden turned into a bi-yearly franchise. But Mario Kart used to be kind of like every 3 years or so, we'd get a new Mario Kart. At least when we go from Mario Kart DS, which was 2005, to Mario Kart Wii, 2008, Mario Kart 7, 2011, to Mario Kart 8 in 2014. You know, we are roughly on a 3 year wait for each entry. But I think we've had to wait so long after Mario Kart 8's release, just because of how Nintendo is doing, where Nintendo's at. It just hasn't really made sense to put out a new Mario Kart, which is weird to say. I mean, it does make sense, but it also doesn't, you know? Like, it makes sense because it's just like, well, no shit, I want a new Mario Kart. But at the same time, you see where Nintendo was, where Nintendo is, where Nintendo's gonna be. And, you know, it never really made sense for a brand new Mario Kart to release when Mario Kart 8 Deluxe was doing so damn well. But let's talk about the whole ass history of this game here. So this was formally announced in 2013. Iwata originally just kind of announced it, just softly just saying, a new Mario Kart's in development, and everybody just, slapped their hands on their cheeks, did an O face, and screeched, a new Mario Kart on Wii U? What? That's pretty wild. Nobody was expecting that. They pretty much announced that as a way to, calm people down. But it was pretty much like saying, like, hey, calm down. Your Wii U is powered by electricity. Just making one of the most obvious damn statements of all time. Of course a new Mario Kart is being developed for the Wii U. Why wouldn't it be? And they said it would be formally unveiled at E3. And E3 2013 came, and honestly, Mario Kart 8 was kind of the surprise star of the show, at least visually. I'm gonna be honest, when Mario Kart 7 released, like, I still loved it, you know? Like, it's Mario Kart. Of course I'm gonna like Mario Kart, but Mario Kart always kind of felt like a tried and true at that point. Something that you know you're gonna pick up, you know you're gonna play a lot, but something you weren't necessarily, like, over the moon ecstatic about, at least for me and a lot of the critics online that I was following at the time. It was something where it's just like, I really like this game, but it was never like, oh my god, this is the greatest thing ever. It was Mario Kart. It's another Mario Kart. That's what it is. And that especially felt true with Mario Kart 7. Mario Kart 7 is good, but at the same time, you know, like, I look back at that and I'm just like, that is one of the most forgettable entries in this whole series. It's good, it plays great, but my lord. And I think the franchise had that stigma for me at the time, mainly because I never really felt like Nintendo treated them as the blockbuster game they truly were. They always looked nice, they sounded nice, they played nice, but like, that was it. They never went really beyond that. Mario Kart Wii especially, like, that game, I never liked how it looked. You have this, like, gross bloom effect on everything. Everything looks like it's radioactive in that game. Or, like, you have to rub your eyes because it's a little blurry. And music-wise, you know, you were seeing games like Super Mario Galaxy and Skyward Sword incorporate orchestral tracks. You know, music performed live and recorded rather than something you make on a computer. You look at Smash Brothers, which was Nintendo's other tentpole multiplayer franchise, and Smash Brothers always looked substantial. It looked expensive for a Wii game. Smash Brothers Brawl, that is. And then you look at the music in that game, and it's all, like, just filled to the brim with live orchestral pieces. And then Mario Kart Wii is out here with goddamn, like, Koopa Cape. And, like, sure, I'm gonna walk down the aisle to that song, but still. That's not to say any of this is bad, but it just always felt like Mario Kart was treated like just any other Mario spinoff, when it's obviously much more than that. But it almost felt like Nintendo was treating Mario Kart 7 on the 3DS at the same standards as, like, Mario Tennis or Mario Golf. So it was just kind of hard to get super excited about Mario Kart games for me at the time. But then Mario Kart 8 was revealed and had some of the best visuals of any Nintendo game. It was about damn time a Mario Kart looked this good. It was incredible. The lighting, the model quality, the tracks themselves, they all looked incredible. Especially the returning tracks. This is something I sincerely appreciated. Back in Mario Kart DS, Wii, and 7, the retro tracks in those games, while a very welcome addition, they always, I'm like, who the hell were you fooling with these? As a kid, they always looked like identical to how I originally remembered them looking from their base game. Obviously, you know, playing through these retro tracks now, I can see, you know, the changes they made, the upgrades they made, sometimes the downgrades, but, you know, I know they were rebuilt fully. But at the same time, they didn't really do a lot of work to fully remaster them. It's kind of like how I look at returning stages in Super Smash Bros. For Wii U. Obviously, they rebuilt some of those stages and they touched them up, but they still look pretty outdated. They don't look like they really have evolved to look like a brand new stage. They still obviously reek of being from an old-ass game. Mario Kart 8, though, like, these returning tracks genuinely looked like they stood toe-to-toe with the new ones, and I really appreciated that. Not only did it make it, like, really damn cool, if you remembered that track and you were fond of that track, to see it, like, fully remade in HD and all of its glory, but also, hey, like, it looks like a new track, so fundamentally, it's not like you're getting 16 new tracks and 16, like, lesser tracks. It's more so you're getting just 32 great tracks in general. But the big gimmick that they showcased at E3 2013 was the anti-gravity mode. This was the big selling point of Mario Kart 8 when you see Mario's wheels flip on its side and he's going on the damn ceiling. Didn't make a damn difference. I mean, it did, but the way Nintendo always marketed anti-gravity in Mario Kart 8 was always like, whoa, like you're driving on the walls, this is insane. In practice, you know, like obviously they're not going to flip the camera that much. They're gonna keep the camera where it belongs. But, you know, like when you will notice like, oh wow, I'm actually on the ceiling here. But many times you don't even notice when you go on the ceiling. You have to look for it. Now that may seem like a bad thing, but it more so creates a very subtle but effective gimmick in Mario Kart 8 in my opinion. What it comes down to is the track design is incredible in this game. It is so cool. Because they don't have to abide by the laws of physics. You can go on the walls, on the ceiling, these tracks can go all around. And, you know, it doesn't need to be a spectacle. It can just make it, like, a more interesting layout. So, it adds up to Mario Kart 8 having some of the coolest damn tracks in all of Mario Kart. And that's not even considering, like, the theming of the track and the art design of the track. No, this is considering just how fun it is as a layout. And I think that is very important here. Other stuff that they detailed at E3 2013 was the fact that Waluigi is back. For some reason in Mario Kart 7, they cut Waluigi, even though Waluigi Pinball is in the game. You know, it's tragedies like that that just make life interesting. So I'm all in favor of dumb shit like that happening. I don't know, man. He's back in Mario Kart 8. They also detailed Mario Kart TV, which was pretty much, I mean, like, it was kind of a big deal, I guess. Mario Kart TV is thrown into the pile of endless Nintendo gimmicks that they make a big deal about before the game releases, but don't matter whatsoever when the game actually releases. Kind of like, remember Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, how they made a big deal about a special move you can perform in the game? The Kong Pow. Of course you don't remember that. Who the hell cares? But Nintendo thought you would. By the way, let's talk about the naming here. The fact that Mario Kart 7 was called Mario Kart 7, and this one was called Mario Kart 8. I always found it very strange that Nintendo decided to start naming the Mario Karts at that point. I mean, like, it kind of makes sense. I mean, like, what are you going to call Mario Kart on the 3DS? Mario Kart 3DS? You can't pull the same trick twice with that. I don't know if any game on the 3DS is actually named blank 3DS.
there's a lot called Blank 3D and whatnot, but I think